Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Keith Lee has a new WWE gimmick. Sort of.
And new tag team champions were crowned on last night's episode of Monday Night Raw.
We're going to cover Ric Flair's official statement, as well as him being removed from a bunch of stuff.
And all the details on AEW bringing you the Owen Hart Cup tournament. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about Keith Lee, who once again was not on Raw this week, but he did work a dark match during the show. Before the show, I should say, and for this dark match, he has a new nickname. Ooh. That nickname is Bearcat. Keith Lee was introduced to the audience. A tweet here, a video from Collie Cashwell. Keith Bearcat Lee is what he was introduced as. He worked the dark match. And now PW Insider have acknowledged this as well and noted as well that Keith Lee is growing in a new beard. Ooh. Since he was last on TV. So this is kind of hand in hands with some recent reports. Hand in hands, I'm speaking nonsense, mm-hmm. But there was a report last month suggesting that Keith was maybe being repackaged as like a monster heel, maybe on these dark matches, trying a few new things out and everything else, while he's been off television. Now, he returned to WWE programming in July. He was away for about 5-6 months after a pretty scary battle with COVID that we've talked about before. So clearly he came back to TV. He beat Karrion Kross in his last appearance.
Oh yeah,
it was a win. Yeah, beat Karrion Kross. But he's vanished shortly after that, and he's been on dark matches trying things out. So Bearcat, if you don't know, is a reference to Edward Wright, who is a WWE Hall of Famer. He was a prominent wrestler in the 50s and 60s, worked all the way through to 1975, and above all else, he is known for taking a stand against segregation in pro wrestling, having once previously vowed to never work for a segregated territory or promotion. So that seems to be the reference. Bearcat Wright, Keith Bearcat Lee. Mm-hmm. Repackaging for Keith, potentially. Sounds interesting.
Look, to be honest, I'll take anything at this point, so long as they actually push Keith Lee. Yeah. Now, as much as I think, you know, we had him in WCW, he is a lovely man and deserves all the best things and therefore probably should be a babyface. Look, if he can make a heel gimmick work, like you talked about, you know, he's been reported on a few weeks ago. Don't need to have Adam Cole as his manager to achieve that. Yeah. He's a good talker as well.
That's why we'll get Johnny Gargano as his manager.
Yes. But like I said, look, I don't really know a great deal about this Bearcat gimmick, but as long as you bring him back, put him in the world title picture. Yeah. You can call him Keith Lee for all I care.
Double
like,
K.
I don't really mind if you call him like Keith Lee or something. I genuinely don't care. Just push Keith Lee.
Yeah, I like Keith and I want to see him do well, so I agree.
Right, let's talk a little bit about last night's Monday Night Raw. The best Monday Night Raw this year, easily.
Easily, yeah.
It was excellent.
Maybe the best in like 2 years. Like, it was a good show.
And all it takes is 1 week of Big E being WWE champion and everything's fixed, apparently.
Do good wrestling.
It's almost like trying hard to pop a rating to beat your competition. Maybe you should just been trying that the whole time.
Yeah, maybe do good wrestling and rip the heads off the dolls. It works perfectly.
Oh, yeah, decapitate your own doll. Jesus. Anyway, let's talk about it, though, because on last night's show, not only did we have a mint main event, we also had new women's tag team champions crowned. Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley defeated Natalya and Tamina to win the tag team titles. Natalya, once again, failing to put a sharpshooter on properly, although this one was... because she got distracted because Rhea and Tamina had a big schmoz outside. Nikki, of course... naturally, this is how you win titles, rolled her up. 1, 2, 3. They are the new tag team champions. Natalya and Tamina's reign actually lasting 129 days. Very impressive. I feel a tiny bit bad for Shotzi and Knox, who probably should have had this title shot themselves. But anyway, Nikki A.S.H. And Rhea Ripley, new tag champs, and they did a lovely dedication to Connor's cure before the match as well.
Yeah, nice stuff, nice heartwarming stuff. It's the old couple storyline in WWE, isn't it? They come together, they're not sure, they taste a bit of success, and then later down the line, they'll probably split up.
Actually, how many tag champions are odd couples now? Them?
Yeah, AJ and Omos. Well, they're not really an old couple.
No, RK like, Bro is a Raw tag champ.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot the Raw Tag Champs.
NXT Women's Champs, EO and Zoe Stark.
Yep, there you go.
So apart from the Usos and MSK, it's majority Odd Couple Tag Team Champions. Brilliant.
Yeah.
But Raw was genuinely very good last night.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah. I enjoyed it very
Looking forward to seeing Simon Miller actually enjoy it on Ups and Downs later on today.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll give it a golden up. Maybe.
But the whole show, just
no, God, no. But, you know, Charlotte decapitating Charlie. Golden up.
Yeah, ripping the head off the doll is
And they were shooting last night, weren't they? Woo!
Ric Flair.
Let's talk about Ric Flair, actually.
Let's talk about Ric Flair. He has finally issued a statement following last week's episode of Dark Side of the Ring on the plane ride from hell. Of course, the allegations of him made by Heidi Doyle. She was telling her story on the episode for the very first time. Flair is alleged in a near state of nakedness to have backed her into a wall, basically, in the galley area, and allegedly forced her to touch his penis against her will. It's horrendous allegations, obviously. Flair has come out with a statement denying these allegations. Interestingly, he uploaded an original one, saying I'd been advised to not make a statement by all these people. He then deleted that and edited it and brought it back out and just, you know, remove the references to those folk. But he talks about his 30 for 30 special on ESPN a couple of years ago, and the director of that, Rory Kampf, talking about how that laid bare a lot of his personal stuff. But Rory Kampf had said he'd never heard of any kind of, you know, exact quote. I'd never heard that he had forced himself to touch his genitals. He's used that as kind of the crux for his statement and gone on and on and on. Now, there's some other stuff to Flair with Flair to cover today as well. His woo has been edited out of the, what is the phrase now?
Signature?
Then, now, together, forever.
Yeah, whatever that is. That the thing at the start thing. Of every show.
It's gone from that. It's gone from that. He has also had the Storytime episode, which depicted him like getting naked in front of a bunch of flight attendants, like kind of tone deathly. That's gone. That clip's gone from WWE. And also, if you go on WWE Shop now and search for his merch, none there. Gone. No results. On top of all of this, he may have also been pulled by New York Comic Con. Scout Comics have removed all references to him from their website. So that was due to go down next month. Doesn't look like it's going to anymore. Yeah, there you go. Ric Flair, latest.
Yeah, I mean, I've not got a great deal to say on this, just like the Tommy Dreamer stuff yesterday. Yeah. An apology is the bare minimum we should get from this.
Yes.
And the first step in the right direction, but I'm not going to say any more than what you've already said in terms of covering the story. And understandable that WWE have, for the time being, at least removed all references to Ric
Flair. Yeah, absolutely. And the statement, it could have been stronger. Let's move on.
Yes. Right, let's talk a bit about Owen Hart. I don't know if you've heard this story, although if you're on the internet today, you've probably heard about it because everyone was talking about it from, what, it breaks sort of yesterday afternoon UK time?
Yeah.
All across the news and all across social media. It's not an argument that needs to be had. But anyway, that was what was happening on Twitter last night, which is why I didn't go online.
Good move.
We all know a while back that AEW filed for the King of Hearts trademark, and now they released a statement yesterday revealing they are going to be in a working relationship with the Owen Hart Foundation, and as a part of that, we are getting the Owen Hart Cup tournament. The winner of said tournament receiving a cup known as the Owen. They're also going to create some unique and original Owen Hart merchandise. He's going to be included in the console game that's coming out from AEW. And in the press release that accompanied this massive news, of course, Owen's widow Martha, who, let's be honest, has had a checkered history with WWE.
Rightly so,
Says this agreement was her, quote, special gift to all of Owen's magnificent, loyal fans. Now, I don't want to use this to as a place to talk about WWE. I just want to talk positively about the fact that we're getting the Owen Hart Cup tournament. We'll talk more about it in Twitter questions in a second as well. And, you know, AEW fans are getting something great. This isn't a time to argue about, you know, loyalties.
Yeah, I mean, There's no, for me, there's no right or wrong for this. There's only right. Because if you're out there and you have a problem with this, I'm afraid you don't have the right to argue with Owen Hart's widow on this.
Exactly.
Like, shut up. You don't have an argument. It's not about you. It's not about WWE. Shut up. It's about Martha Hart, who hasn't had a chance to honor Owen's wrestling legacy in over 20 years, coming back in, giving something nice to the fans, raising some awareness, earning some money for the Owen Hart Foundation. This news made me so happy last night.
You and I both watched Owen Hart matches last night.
Exactly. I rewatched King of the Ring 94 versus 123 Kid maybe about 7 times. The British Bulldog match for the European title, the Brett matches. It's just, this is just nice news for Martha Hart, who's been put through the ringer from professional wrestling for years and years and years. And I will not entertain any arguments against it. You're wrong. Don't argue with a grieving widow,
exactly.
You idiots.
I mean, I remember watching that Dark Side of the Ring. Was that first season, possibly?
I think it was
maybe second season.
Last season, yeah.
And, I mean, you just sit there and think what this family, and especially Martha, has been through. And, yeah, no wonder that all the calls for the Hall of Fame and blah, 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 just... be happy for her, be happy for Owen.
Empathy, show empathy. Please.
Let's talk, actually, about the Owen Hart Cup tournament and who should win it. Because the first question on the Twitter question today, at WhatCultureWWE, comes from Matt Raines, regular contributor and best friend of Michael Sidgwick and mortal enemy of Michael Hampler. Matt says, good morning, gents. Morning, Matt. Who would you guys like to see win the inaugural Owen Hart Cup tournament? Surely it must be a babyface. Cheers, brothers. Love you guys.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it has to be kind of a babyface victory. I don't think that's the kind of heat you want to get if you're, you know, if you
I love MJF,
Yeah, let's leave that one out, particularly for the first one. I think that this would be a really good way to babyface Daniel Garcia, who is kind of like a wrestler almost in the Hart family's image with his craft and his technicality and his little details and everything else. But Michael Hampler had the best idea of all. What if Wardlow wins it by wrestling clean, honorably, and everything else as a way to increase the wedge between him and MJF? I've got a bigger trophy than your ring. Shouts to Michael Hampler.
Yeah.
I'm aware Matt Raines will probably be very upset that we're quoting Hampler in response to him, but I think that's great.
Yeah, it's a hell of a piece of booking. I would like to see, and I've seen many people suggest this, so it's not really my idea, Jungle Boy win the whole thing. Martha Hart handing it to Jungle Boy. You know, they both suffered incredible personal loss. I thought that would be a really emotional moment.
It's a great show, yeah.
And it'd be a hell of a shout. But let us know your thoughts in the comment section. No doubt we'll probably sit down and maybe talk about this as a podcast going forward when we find out more details about this. But let's move on to Seth Fracker, who says, not that I'm a fan of the idea, but do you think WWE may be considering merging the top belts and having a traveling champion again?
I'm with you in that I necessarily am not a massive fan of that. But if you look at the way they constructed this thing on Raw this week with the Bloodline and the New Day, yeah, maybe they are actually heading down in this route. You know, there was a report about how both brands, both television networks want equal level of footing for big stars and big events. If we get one big event, we have to get one too. Maybe they are. I'm reticent to say it's definitely something I can see happening in the future, but I wouldn't rule it out.
I don't think it's happening, if I'm being very honest. But my God, did they do a hell of a job re-establishing Bobby Lashley last night, coming down and destroying the Bloodline and the New Day. I'm still to this moment, don't understand why it wasn't a DQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. He didn't attack anyone who's physically, like, legally tagged in, but he did kill everyone else.
Yeah.
But Roman got his victory, and then we got that. Oh! That insane main event. Big, meaty men slapping meat. I loved it. God, I love last night's show.
It was really great.
It's one of those where maybe I'm going to look back in a few days' time, because it is such a good time to be a wrestling fan, of course, this week. And I'm going to go, all right, you maybe got a little bit carried away there. But because I've been so used to sitting here and going, they did tag team turmoil for the whole show, and then we're still
then
not getting the tag title.
Ignored the result.
Yeah, no.
That's the thing with WWE. You just got to keep the booking at arm's length. If you can do that, you will enjoy yourself.
I think he said it best. Sid always talks about grading on a curve, and Raw was good, which means it was 10 out of 10.
Because it was the best Raw show in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff.
Totally agree.
But yes, I don't see them merging the champs, because they'll just, otherwise, if they have to show up on both shows and blah, 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 and they've got so many, but they can merge quite a few other belts, in my opinion. The tag belts, for example, the men's tag belts, just merge them. But anyway, Brother Phil gives us our final question of the day, saying, morning, guys. Is there a wrestler you would like to see or you could see going from AEW to WWE. And what, if there is, what effect, if any, would it have on the wrestling renaissance we are having? Keep up the good work.
There will definitely be a day when a wrestler crosses over from AEW to WWE. Not terribly certain how soon that will happen, but I think somebody who might do a little bit better in WWE than AEW is maybe Kip Sabian.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more of that brash entertainment style personality that I think would fit WWE a little bit better maybe than AEW. So he's definitely someone I could see.
Yeah, absolutely. You also suggest Brian Cage as we were
he's
chatting
about
He's been a bit
salty
this.
On Twitter recently, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and look so. At him. Vince would go, yes, just say how much money you would like, good sir. maybe someone like a Matt Hardy. Like I could easily see the first Team person that goes back to WWE, sorry, being someone that goes back, you know, a Jericho, a Hardy, but they seem to be having a great time and they seem to be enjoying the freedom over there. And Matt Hardy's probably going to be bald quite soon, one would assume, in AEW. So he's, putting his body on the line for the cause over there. So I don't know, but let us know your thoughts because we talk so often. I mean, our video came out yesterday about who's going to make the next jump from WWE to AEW, but you don't often see people talking about who's going the other way. So again, let us know your thoughts on that in the comments section below. And this week, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this, Andy, is a really good week to be a wrestling fan. It's just a good time to be a wrestling fan.
Good time to be alive.
Anyway.
Not having your cynicism.
Anyway.
Says
Raw
me.
Was great last night, so that's Monday taken care of. Tony D'Angelo Tuesday, so that's fine. And then Wednesday, there's just the small matter of AEW coming from Arthur Ashe Stadium, AEW Dynamite, Grand Slam, some matches like Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega. But more importantly than all that, bollocks to all that, that's not the main event. This is now, today's and finally, is Max Caster is going to have a fucking rap battle with Tony Khan. Is AEW suddenly good now?
I think you have to watch Dark now, everybody. I think that Tony Khan
can get some bars. Challenged into a rap battle?
Jesus Christ, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
What rhymes with 9 days? Anyway, just have a thought about that. And as if you weren't going to watch Dynamite this week with all the madness that's going down. It's going to be a rap battle. Has Vince McMahon ever been in a rap battle?
I mean, that's it's definitely going to be on YouTube, this, isn't it? They're not going to put this on TV.
This is going to open the show for me. My name is Tony and I'm here. Anyway, let's know your thoughts on that and all of today's stories in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review a good episode of Monday Night Raw. I still am surprised every time I say it.
Podcast's going to last 10 minutes. You're not going to know
it's
what
gonna
to do.
It's going to be weird. Sitch, was this good? And his head's going to explode. we're also going to preview NXT 2.0 featuring... Tony D'Angelo, huh? You schmucks. I love him. He's the greatest new character in wrestling. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Let us know your thoughts. Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. You actually follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for help. Send it.
You can follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Oh!
Hey! I'm talking here!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.